Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 64.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by David Capen, who is research assistant for Representative Lewis. We ask our visitors and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of tender mercies and abounding grace. We gather here today in thanksgiving and reverence, welcoming in your Holy Spirit, eagerly awaiting your kingdom's coming. We thank you for these legislators, each one whom you elected, Lord, to serve their duties in servanthood to the people of North Carolina. Search our hearts today, Lord. We humbly approach your throne and ask that your will be done, not ours, but yours. For if you are for us, who can be against us? I ask that you give each one in this room eyes to see your mighty hand at work, ears to hear your still small voice, and a trust in your promise that all things work together for good for those who love Christ Jesus and are called according to his purpose. We repent and seek forgiveness for all our transgressions. We plead the blood of Jesus over this building and over our hearts to cover and atone for our iniquities. Likewise, give us grace to forgive others today, grace to deliver us from the temptations of the evil one. With the shield of faith, we boldly declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We give you all the power, authority, and glory today and forevermore. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for May 21st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. There's our nurse of the day with us today is Chester Farley from Durham. Thanks for being with us today. Please join me in thanking our nurse to be with us. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs Senate Bill 359 be removed from today's calendar. Calendar for next Wednesday. Representatives Howard, Setzer, Soka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren recognize the Senate Fourth Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Setzer, Soka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren, Finance Committee report. House Bill 671, Behavior Analysis Licensure, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 758, MSD Expansion and Governance, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 187, Amend Town of Elon Park, Charter Parking Ordinance, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reached the bill and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill on favorable counter, committee substitute counter, percent rule 36B, chair strikes the referral. Chair would ask leave to add today's calendar. This is a local bill amending the Town of Elon Charter Parking Ordinances. Hearing any objection? Hearing no objection. So ordered. Calendar for today. Representatives Corbin and Warren recognize Senate Fourth Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Corbin, Warren, State and Local Government Committee report. House Bill 281, expand special assessment for dam repair. Favorable and referred to finance.
Does we refer to finance?
House Bill 321, pilot project to treat opioid overdose. Favorable and referred to appropriations, justice, and public safety.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Appropriations, Justice, and Public Safety.
House Bill 413, funds to support Greensboro U.S. figure skating. Favorable and referred to appropriations, general government.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Appropriations, General Government.
House Bill 461, funds for Fort Fisher Aquarium, favorable and referred to Appropriations, Agriculture, Natural and Economic Resources.
Bill is referred to Appropriations, Agriculture, Natural and Economic Resources.
Clerk will continue.
Representatives Corbin and Warren, State and Local Government Committee Report, House Bill 557, Municipal Omnibus Bill, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Regional Bill, and Re-Referred to Finance.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Counter. Committee Substitutes, Refer to the Committee on Finance. Counter, House Bill 187, the Clerk will read.
Representatives Ross and Rydell, House Bill 187, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the charter of the town of Elon to authorize the town to adopt and enforce ordinances relating to parking. General Assembly of the North Carolina Enacted.
General from Alamance, Representative Rydell, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, this is a local bill from on behalf of the town of Elon that approached Representative Ross and myself to ask for some changes to be made to their charter to allow them to expand some of their parking ordinances. The bill is completely endorsed unanimously by the Elon Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen. It's also endorsed by leadership of Elon University, and ask for your green support on this. Thank you.
John from Alamance, Representative Ross, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The purpose for the municipal study plan that they did in downtown Elon was because the university has grown, as many in here would know, over the past few years. The student population now is almost 7,000. That's how much it's grown. And so that, with a town right almost in the center of the university, has created some parking issues, and that's where this came from. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 187 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Howard, aye. Clerk Lock Machine, record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, 4 in the negative. House Bill 187 passed second reading. Will that objection? You're at third time.
Jones of the North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 187 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
I suppose no. The House appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 187 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Heard on motion of the lady from Mecklenburg, jump from Mecklenburg, Representative Lofton, Chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to members of the 100 Black Women Queen City Metropolitan Chapter. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you with us here today, please? There's on motion of the member from Guilford County, Representative Faircloth. The chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Representative Faircloth's grandson, U.S. Army Sergeant Caleb Green, and his girlfriend, Carolyn Snell. Sergeant Green is back in the U.S. after a tour of duty in South Korea, and Carolyn has completed her Korean venture as a school teacher, teaching English to Korean children. Carolyn is a Canadian and joining her trip to North Carolina. Caleb entered the Army fresh out of high school and combined his military duties with college studies. He'll be receiving his degree from Purdue University this year. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Yeah, thanks for being with us. On motion of the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Southern High School and Ms. Madeline Short. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome y'all? Over here on the right. Thanks for being with us. Messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 622, Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the standard deduction to simplify the franchise tax base, to lower the franchise tax rate, to require marketplace facilitators to collect and remit sales to use the tax to facilitate sales, and to make other tax law changes.
Rules, counter, and operations of the House. For our purpose, gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I anticipate the Rules Committee will report a joint resolution favorable for introduction today. I'd like to be recognized to move that Rule 31A be suspended so that the resolution may be placed on the calendar of May 23rd for its first reading.
Gentleman's moved for suspension of the rules of state. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Members, chairs, reviewing the timeliness of a couple of these bills to determine how many need to be voted on this week or not. The chair can tell the body there'll be no further votes today. Be able to advise the body momentarily if there are any votes tomorrow. Chair can tell members that there will be no votes on Monday. There will be a no vote session on Friday as well, since it's the holiday weekend, so that we don't have to have any kind of session on Monday. And so we'd be coming back on Tuesday of next week. Members, you will want to hear this announcement. Since it's Memorial Day weekend, there will be no votes tomorrow. There will not be any votes until Tuesday of next week. Hope that doesn't bother anybody. So we are, that's where things will stand for now. And so I believe there may be a committee meeting, but those bills that come out of committee would be calendared for Tuesday at the earliest. So that's where we are this week. Notices and announcements. What purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Committee on Energy and Public...
Just a moment, sir. House will come to order. Give the gentleman the attention.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Committee on Energy and Public Utilities will meet immediately after session in room 643. We're taking up one bill, which is Senate Bill 310. Thank you.
What purpose, the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise.
Moment of personal privilege.
Gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm really excited about the announcement of the calendar here because today is my wife's birthday. And so I'm wishing her a happy birthday here from Raleigh, and hopefully later I'll be able to do it in person. So join me in wishing her a happy birthday. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, just a reminder that the Rush to the Growler reception is this afternoon, and look forward to seeing everybody there. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Inquiry to Chair, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
Would Representative Lewis yield for a question, please?
Gentleman from Harnett, yield to a question from the gentleman from Cumberland?
He does.
He yields.
Mr. Rule Chair, the Speaker has blessed us with the schedule for next week. Could you do likewise at 3:30 and have it a little bit earlier? Is that possible?
Would any rules any earlier than 3:30?
Representative Floyd, I would be glad to do that, but you know it takes the staff a while to get the room prepared. So how about this? We'll start at 3:30, and we'll move as fast as I talk.
File up, Mr. Speaker.
He yields.
Representative Lewis, I accept that. I won't. I accept that.
And members, again, for planning purposes, there will be a no vote session tomorrow. There will be a no vote session on Friday. No session at all on Monday. Sessions Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week are all likely to have votes for your planning purposes. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Thursday, May 23rd at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Hastings, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, May 23rd at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs Senate Bill 80, China Grove Satellite Annexations, be removed from the Committee on State and Local Government, referred to the Committee on Rules, and the serial referral to Finance is stricken as well.
Representative Ross, Chair on the Committee on Commerce, is recognized to send forward a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Ross, Commerce Committee Report, House Bill 929, Gaming Commission, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reads the bill, and re-referred to Judiciary.
The committee substitute is re-referred to the Committee on the Judiciary, and the original bill is placed upon the unfavorable calendar.
Representative Arpin Zocher recognized to send forth the Energy and Public Utilities Committee report, Senate Bill 310, Electric Co-op Rural Broadband Services, favorable and re-referred. Senate Bill 310 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report, Senate Bill 310, Electric Co-op Rural Broadband Services, favorable. Senate Bill 310 will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for Tuesday, May 28th. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth additional committee report for the Rules Calendar and Operations of the House Committee. DRHJR10649LG162, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of Christopher J. Ayers as Executive Director of the Public Staff of the North Carolina Utilities Commission, favorable for introduction. This draft resolution will be filed by the clerk and assigned a number.